Hyperion Audio presents Stirring It Up, How to Make Money and Save the World, written and read by Gary Hirschberg. Copyright 2008, Gary Hirschberg. Production copyright 2008 by Hyperion Books. Forward. While sweating through my workout at a local gym recently, something caught my eye. There, outside in the parking lot, stood a varied collection of compact cars. It struck me that just a year ago, I'd glanced out the same window at rows crammed with big SUVs. Ours is a middle-income New Hampshire community, and I had wondered then how the owners of those rolling Parthenons of excess were coping with rising fuel costs. Now, on this particular morning, I saw only one lonely SUV sticking out like a white elephant among the herd of VW Jettas, Toyota Corollas, and at least five or six hybrid Priuses. What had brought about this heartening turn to green, I wondered. Had all of my neighbors been won over after hearing Al Gore lay out the frightening facts of climate change in his film, An Inconvenient Truth? Had our local churches persuaded their parishioners that saving the planet was covered under the divine directives written on Moses' stone tablets? Or perhaps had a wave of guilt, morality, or newfound virtue washed over my fellow townsfolk? In truth, the explanation is far less dramatic, and one you may have already guessed, since it is affecting every city, town, and village in America. This seemingly sudden turnabout has less to do with a moral awakening than with a spike in gasoline prices. My hunch about the prime reason my neighbors had changed their car preferences was borne out in a June 2007 poll by the Associated Press, in which 46% of Americans said soaring gasoline prices would cause them serious hardship.